This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and a happy Thanksgiving to one and all. We're glad we could spend a little time with you on Thanksgiving Day. When I say we, I mean we. Russ Collins is here, as he is each Thursday, for Cinema Chat, and a happy Turkey Day to you, Turkey.
Yeah, of course. An Ohio State fan would call me a turkey on today. Well, yes, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, and hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day and a great long weekend. And this is the one Cinema Chat show where, David and I are just not happy with each other.
That's exactly right, because it is just 3 days before the game.
That's right.
Ohio Have you stole State, any Michigan. Signs to make a prediction?
Well, I will not admit to stealing any signs, but yes, it should be quite the epic battle this year.
Some of my friends and family down in Columbus, Ohio, do not root for Michigan ever. I root for Michigan every single game except Ohio State because of exactly this. Isn't it so much more fun when both teams are undefeated?
Oh, absolutely. And I always root for Ohio State especially when they're not playing another Big Ten team.
Right.
So in the bowl games and so. Yeah, absolutely. No.
And so you're going to make a formal prediction?
Well, Michigan will win for sure. It's a home game. They have an awesome quarterback and a very good line and a wonderful defense.
And it really does feel like Michigan against the world. That has really resonated with the team.
Goodness. Right? Yes. And who knows what's going on behind the scenes there? But it all is going to be played out on.
No, you
the
said
field
Michigan's
going to
win. Give me a score.
Well, I'm not. Let's say. 23-17.
All right. I say Michigan's going to win 31-16.
You're probably right. I hope you are.
I've never hoped more ardently that I'm wrong about anything.
Ohio State, in a sense, has everything to play for over the last few years in the way that Michigan had before they turned it around here. But anyway, we're definitely Michigan, Ohio State college football fans here on Cinema Chat. But we're also movie lovers.
Indeed.
And the Thanksgiving weekend is big for football, both Michigan and the Lions. It's also big for the movies with a lot of the holiday big year-end releases. It's also kind of a build-up to the award season. So some of the prestige films are released during the Thanksgiving weekend. And that's particularly true this week with Napoleon, which actually opened on Tuesday very quietly and a little more loudly yesterday. But today is the official holiday day, and you've got the whole holiday weekend to go see it. Now, this film is directed by Ridley Scott. It was written by David Scarpa, and it stars Joaquin Phoenix and Vanessa Kirby as Josephine, the wife and inspiration for Napoleon on so many levels. One of the things that's kind of interesting about the reviews is many of the reviews talk about how funny this is. Now, it's not a comedy and it's not played for laughs, but the character of Napoleon, as played by Joaquin Phoenix, really emphasizes his ego and his passion for Josephine.
Well, from a distance and historical perspective, it can be quite funny when your goal is to take over the world.
Exactly. So anyway, you get the feeling that Ridley Scott was a little bit surprised by the humor that actually played into the thing. So it comes out quite naturally in the drama. But the reviews on this, it hasn't gotten 100% positive reviews, but it's gotten a very strong audience response and a generally positive set of reviews. So, one review: Napoleon is a slyly funny epic with a bravura set pieces, garnering generally favorable reviews across the board. The Guardian, the British newspaper, said a thrilling biopic and concludes that Ridley Scott doesn't withhold the old-fashioned pleasures of spectacle and excitement. Phoenix is the key to all. A performance as robust as the glass of Burgundy knocks back, preening brooding, seething, and triumphing, which also adds to the humor.
I love movie critics. They just sit there with a book of adjectives.
Yeah. Yes. It's true. Another kind of period drama. It's set in a school in Oxford in England. It's called Saltburn, and it's about this freshman, and it was put together by Emeril Fennell, who directed the film, but he also did the screenplay, and he won an Academy Award for the Promising Young Woman screenplay that he did, and it's a wicked tale of privilege and desire as this student, Oliver Quick, finds himself drawn into a world of charming aristocrats, and he ends up going up with an acquaintance of his to the estate that his family owns called Saltburn, and it is a very eccentric family, and it's a summer never to be forgotten. So that also opened on Tuesday and is playing and is a really wonderful period piece.
You are listening to a Thanksgiving Day edition of Cinema Chat. We're so glad you could spend a little time with us and hope you're looking forward to the day ahead. And when it comes to movies, there is plenty to look forward to as well, as we have an extended weekend for most of you, I hope.
Absolutely. And today on Thanksgiving Day, we do two things that we've done for years and years and years. At 11:30 in the morning, so you've got a couple of hours before you need to show up at the Michigan Theater, we show a collection of Warner Brother cartoons, classic Warner Brother cartoons, Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, Elmer Fudd, all of those folks.
So when the kids wake you up in the morning, great place to go.
Exactly. And kids 12 and under are free, so you can come on down to see that. It's not a free screening. Adults have to pay, but the children are free. And it's really a big hit. And if you want to, we have a Christmas tree in the grand foyer of the theater. And if you want to bring an ornament down and hang it on the tree, you don't have to. But if you want to, we'd be glad
nice.
To have your Christmas ornament there. And then this evening at 7:30, we do another great tradition at the Michigan Theater, which is we're showing the White Christmas Sing-Along. So you get to sing along with the Irving Berlin songs. And we also have a tradition of handing out a bag of props. So everyone gets
and
a bag of props.
And I assume that it is a white bag for White Christmas?
That's right. And so in this bag, I brought one with me, we have a handkerchief, because there's various times that characters dab their eyes with a handkerchief.
So yes, every time somebody randomly breaks out into song.
Only you do that. But the clerk, the receptionist at the motel or the hotel that they stay at is known for that. We have a feather, a blue feather in particular, because there's a scene where they sing sisters, sisters, and they have these gigantic fans, and we want everyone to participate with that.
You may have gathered by now. I've never seen this movie.
Well, it is a lot of fun. We have a jingle bell. And we've got a little horse, because at the end there's a very special scene with a toy horse, and you can play along with it. And we also have a popper, which is kind of the peak of the movie for the audience. There's a particular cue when the general comes in towards the end of the movie, and everyone pops their popper, and the streamers stream out all over the theater, and the janitors are not fond of that at all. And we don't have snow because obviously it's a movie about Christmas and snow, but we do have bubbles, and so when there's when there's snow and you'll get a cue to blow the bubbles, and it's amazing in a darkened theater how bubbles kind of create a feeling of snow.
You know what? That sounds like a lot of fun. As I've mentioned, I'm not a huge fan of musicals, but this sounds like much more. It's a community event, and how much fun do people have? Do people really sing out?
Well, they sing. Everyone's a little modest. Not everyone. Most people are pretty modest. One of the other things that we do is we point out continuity errors in the movie. So things.
There's continuity errors in every movie.
Every movie, absolutely. So there's, and this was directed by Michael Curtiz, who directed Casablanca and, actually lots of other well-known movies. But this one is not as good a movie as Casablanca, but it is a huge holiday tradition, and we're very happy to have that. Now, if White Christmas isn't to your taste, we also have coming up on the 24th at 9:30 at the State on Friday. And White Christmas is actually not today. It's it's Friday.
Friday.
Friday at 7:30. And so you can go check that out. And then we have Black Christmas, which is actually a slasher film. And believe it or not, it's kind of a seminal slasher film that really inspired John Carpenter in Halloween. So go check that out. It was directed by Bob Clark, and it has a fairly well-known cast. It has Andrea Martin, Margot Kidder, Carrie Dullier, Olivia Hussey, and
John Saxon.
And John Saxon, absolutely. And Gilda Radner was cast in the movie, but she also got Saturday Night Live that same year or just before that. And Andrea Martin.
Oh, she made a good choice.
Yeah, Andrea Martin, who was also in Saturday Night Live later, was cast instead of her. So anyway, that's a nice little bit of trivia. If you haven't seen The Holdovers, it's not really a holiday movie, but it's set during the holidays, and it's really, really good. Priscilla is still playing, and lots of really great stuff coming up. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Go Blue! And we'll see you next week.
You Blue people. Go Buckeyes. Indeed. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. May it be a fairly fought game, and may the better team win. And we'll be back next Thursday with another edition of Cinema Chat. But again, on behalf of the staff and Russ and me, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Enjoy.
Gobble, gobble.
This is 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti.